I want to show you like one of the big, like we have a special called the 12 Pops of Christmas in December.
Ooh.
For TLC. God, that's awesome. And like this is like one of our big pops.
Oh my God. Wait, that looks like an alien.
Wait, that looks like a hole in somebody's head.
Welcome to Shit They Don't Tell You. Thanks for listening. We are a CastBox original produced in partnership with Studio 71.
CastBox happens to be the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android. Did you know that?
I did. I don't know if they did. But if you didn't know, you could find all your favorite podcasts here. You can also listen to Shit They Don't Tell You wherever you get your podcasts.
But we hope that you'll give CastBox a shot because we happen to think it's the best. No, we know it's the best.
It is the best.
How do we know?
Because they told us to say that.
That's exactly right.
But also, I really like it.
Me too.
But really.
Hey, I'm winking back.
No, I'm not winking. I'm not winking. I really like it.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
Okay, hello, welcome to the Shit They Don't Tell You podcast. What's
up? What accent is that?
What are you talking about?
Hello, welcome.
I just was saying hello, welcome to the Shit They Don't Tell You podcast.
Sorry,
my name's Steve Green, and I'm joined here by my lovely wife, Nikki Limo. Hello.
Hi, I'm Nikki Limo. Welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You.
And we have a very special guest today. She needs no introduction.
Well, she's going to get an introduction.
We're going to give her one because we've gotten feedback that when I do that and I don't give an introduction, people are like, wait, who are they talking to? Which is too bad.
It's really good feedback. Thanks
for
that.
So we are joined by Dr.
Maybe
Sandra
can
Lee.
Maybe we have guests because people know my voice.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Can you just, can you say a sentence like that would give you away?
Let's see. Well, let's see. Like this one, I'm just going to give this a little squeeze.
Okay.
And
Tia Carrera.
That sounds like me on a Friday night after date night.
Good guess, right? That's a good guess. We're joined by Dr. Sandra Lee. She is known as the Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yes.
She's a dermatologist. She is an online sensation.
I love your Instagram.
Thank
she
you.
She has a skincare line as well.
Yes. I have it. And I have the big thing is right now, too, is I have a TV show, which is redunked.
Oh, hell yeah.
What's your show?
It's on TLC. It's called Dr. Pimple Popper.
But you know what?
Tight. And I had one season already.
What I've heard.
Congratulations.
Is Instagram has all the good shit, the behind the scenes stuff that they cut out of the TV show. I mean, definitely watch the TV show. But like, you got the, like.
I'm not allowed to put all their stuff, though. Like, they got the. I don't have all the background because they got all the tape of all the detail of that.
Yeah.
But my Instagram is, like, very, like. Concentrated. It's concentrated popping. You know, like the YouTube channel, you got to have the whole story behind it and everything. If you just want to go for the gusto and just go for it, that's what you're going to get.
I do like a little bit of a backstory.
Yeah.
Because it's fun. It's like, ooh, it's this guy's pimple.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to know who it is. It's like he's a bricklayer and he's got a,
tried to show actually in my videos. That's what I really liked about it and what kept me like enjoying doing this is because. You know, that's what I like about what I do. Like, you get to know people. It's sort of like you stand in line at the grocery store and all of a sudden the person in front of you turns around and you're forced to talk to them for half an hour.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You discover things about them.
And it's a very intimate setting to get to know them in. Yeah. Like, who else would
they're
you
naked
allow?
And, yeah. You know, yeah.
You slice their skin open sometimes.
Yeah.
You
absolutely.
Extrude
bodily contents.
Extrude them all.
Yeah, extrude.
Yep.
What are they called? Extraction.
Enucleate. That's just another term. Do you enjoy it? Do you love it?
You know, yes, I enjoy it. I like it. But it's actually more that I enjoy it because other people enjoy it because I'm not what I call a true popaholic.
Oh.
I don't have to
You don't
pop
have that satisfaction?
I don't need to. Like,
you don't get like a little bit of a tingle when you do it?
I get a tingle because I know other people are going to tingle.
It's like a blowjob. Like, I like giving it to you because I know you like it.
Yeah.
But like,
and I like receiving
you're
it.
You just
you
know, do it because you enjoy Yeah, I suppose.
Win-win.
I've never thought of it quite that way. But
who loses during a blowjob? Nobody.
Well, no one loses unless the girl doesn't like the guy.
It's just a constant, like, we're high-fiving each other the whole time.
I don't know.
Everyone wins.
I don't know about
that's
this.
That's an image I don't want to see.
No, you do. It's
I
you
do.
Do.
She,
oh, yeah.
She would rather see the image of lipomas.
Something
what are those
exploding,
things?
Exploding. Like
oh, my
a, yes,
God.
Yes, squeezing out of
the
somebody.
Only thing that I can't watch is the fatty ones.
The lipomas.
Like, yeah, the lipoma.
Your husband's a dermatologist, too.
He is.
So if he gets a zit, are you like, You know, or you're fucking
I'm like,
up.
Go take care of that.
Yeah, are you like,
I can't even look at you like that.
You're like, you know why? Because you didn't drink, you had too much dry skin last night or whatever.
He knows how to take care of himself. I'm not gonna boss to him.
Yeah, that's patronizing. If he doesn't, you get to break his balls.
No, but like, what if you told a joke bad and then I told you how to do it better?
You do it all the time.
Well, that's true.
When don't you do that?
I want to show you like one of the big, like, we have a special called the 12 Pops of Christmas in December.
Ooh.
For TLC. God, that's awesome. And like, this is like one of our big pops.
Oh my God. That looks like an alien.
Wait, that looks like a hole in somebody's head.
Well, it's just a giant blackhead.
Oh, whoa. My God. It looks like a bullet.
Yeah.
So when that comes out, like, that's going to be fun, right? Because we get to see the black thing shoot across the room.
That's what's satisfying to me.
That's what people like, yes. Because it comes out dry.
Yeah, clean.
There's no like knife really used. You know, it's just like a big squeeze. And then it's like hard as a rock.
And for those of you who might be lost, because I just assumed you knew what we were talking about today, if you have to look up Dr. Pimple Popper on Instagram. Because, oh my God, it's all extractions and skincare help, but like mostly like the...
It's the meat and potatoes of pimple popping. Yeah. I mean, it's
like watching a screaming bunch of people come out of the Matterhorn. Like you know what I'm saying? I don't know how else to describe it. When you're watching the people on the Matterhorn, you just stand there and you look at the hole in the tunnel for a sec, and then all of a sudden people come blasting out of that.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing.
It can be that, exactly. That's why I have to wear a splash screen.
Why.
Oh, yes. I should have brought some for you. Huh?
What's it look like? Is it like a welding mask?
It's just like a mask that has a screen so that you don't get anything on you.
Wow.
You know? And I always have a change of scrubs, like at work, just in case.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. So you have scrubs that are just covered in zit juice and stuff?
Not covered, but if you get like a little something on you, you definitely feel like dirty. You want to go home and take a shower.
Yeah. Have you ever just had somebody who had just such a bad skin problem that you come out of that room looking like Bruce Willis at the end of Die Hard?
No, but there might be one day. Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, there's been days where I've been fighting with something to take out that were sweating, but not because somebody got stuff all over me. That would be
gross.
So what first got you into posting extractions? Did you know that people would be satisfied by that? Or okay, what was the first post for you? Like, you were
I just started an Instagram page and I thought people would like to see a little window into my world as a dermatologist. It's a visual field, you know? So I thought, maybe I could put it up next to travel pictures and food pics on Instagram,
food
you know,
and
that
then
was
blackhead
it.
Blackhead extractions.
Yeah. You know, just show like psoriasis or eczema or something like that, you know, my office.
Fun stuff.
And just what I thought was fun, you know, in a nerdy dermatology way.
Totally.
And then I just early on posted a blackhead extraction video, and I noticed that people were like tagging their friends, or they were like, oh my gosh, this is so gross but satisfying. And I thought, what the hell is this? And so I did it again, and it happened again. And I just thought, and then it was from that I discovered that there was like this subculture on the internet of people that were sharing popping videos with each other. But there would be, you know, people at the beach with like, you know, dirty towels and sand all over and dogs barking, you know, and beer cans, and everybody's drunk and screaming. And I was like, this is gross. And I thought I do this in a civilized way. I could be their queen. So I just decided to post on that. It was a subreddit called Popping. And from there, then I just decided to post something on YouTube, and that's when I discovered there were a ton of other videos on YouTube, and I thought, what the heck is this? Why are there all these videos on here?
I've definitely gone down that hole.
Yeah, and I was like, I didn't even know people, this was a thing. So I just saw this opportunity. Hey, I could see this every day in my office. I mean, this is what I do at work. It's not like I have to make something else up. It's there. It's coming to me. Why don't I just film it on my iPhone and just edit it? And then just put it up there, and that's how it grew. And it like grew in the last, we just got to 4 years, and we have 2.5 or 2.6 billion views.
Wow, that's
ridiculous.
Half the people on earth
are alcoholics.
Yeah, just the views, because the differences with these videos is that people watch them more like every, like over and over, like their favorites.
On loop.
They have like, the bedtime story. People like to watch them to help them relax and go to sleep.
Yeah, there's something really satisfying about it.
I agree. Yeah. I just didn't know people watching it.
Like a bedtime story. They decrease their anxiety. Hmm. They like help them not to pick their own skin. And then there's people too who think that, you know, it's sort of like this OCD kind of thing where you have things where not they're not supposed to be there and then you get rid of them and now it's like
it's
back
a cleaned
to normal.
Out. Yes.
Yeah, everything's cleaned out. And other people I think are like, you know, like it's like watching a horror movie or like riding a roller coaster. You get this like rush, you know, and then there's like an ending to it.
I'm more of the clean one.
Yeah, yeah. But I think in general, just that it makes people happy, which is so weird, you know,
no,
that something like that would be considered grotesque or shocking makes people happy.
Yeah. Have you had people reach out and be like, yo, I was having a bad day, but then I watched your zip-popping videos?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yes. People are like, I was panicked. I was having an anxiety attack, and I just put on your videos, and now I feel better. Like, that's what we get.
That's amazing.
Weird.
I totally get
crazy.
That. It's
Is
very
there
common.
Drama on the TLC show? Are you guys all like...
It's big pops.
It's big pops. Okay.
Yes,
so the drama is the pop.
Yeah, and there are people that come from far away. We have, like, as far as the Philippines right now, people, you know, this person had to get, like, a temporary visa, like, to come in for me to treat them. So,
Is there ever something that's so big that it'd be dangerous to try and get
sure.
it out?
I mean, they have me. I can screen them a little bit. But, you know, that's probably going to happen at some point where they're going to have somebody that I'm like, hey, I don't think this is a good idea for
Wait,
us to
like
do.
Wait, because, like, is it near a major artery or something?
Sure. There's
Whoa.
Always,
you
know,
bleed,
that's
bleed
the out? Trouble with this
Jesus.
Is that it is great. I'm so blessed to have this opportunity. But it's stressful because I always maintain, like, these are patients. These are people, like, mm-hmm. lives. I don't want to hurt them, you know.
Right.
I want to do the best thing that I think, you know, a person could do for them. So it's not just like a game, you know, or it's not just entertainment. It is like a real person's life. So I just, you know, that I'm always reminded about that, of that. And so there's a level of stress there involved.
It's like a doctor show.
Well, she's
it's
a doctor.
Chicago Hope up in this shit.
She is
it
a doctor.
I didn't know, but I didn't
we're
know.
Doing surgery.
Doctor, I didn't know.
We're doing surgery. We're not just
that?
Doing regular pimples. We're
I don't
doing,
know. Maybe
like,
the doctor
things.
In front of her
no,
name
well,
might
no,
have given
I
it away.
I know that, but I'm talking about the
show.
Not like,
he doesn't, yeah.
No,
the big surgeries and stuff.
It could be dangerous. I didn't know that.
Yeah, sure.
Well,
it
okay,
is.
So we're going to get into this topic because that is exactly, I don't think you're alone in that.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, and I'm so mad, actually. I'm 31 years old right now, mm-hmm. But I just started learning about skincare maybe 3 years ago because no one told me. Like, no one tells you. I didn't have YouTube when I was younger, and I feel like you just know whatever your mom tells you, and my mom falls asleep in her makeup every night. Sorry, Mom. Sorry to call you out, but, like, she does, and then I continued.
Falls asleep in her cheap makeup.
I continued that habit because I didn't know any better.
But you're also really lucky because you have beautiful skin.
Oh, thank
you. And I think that's why it's been easy for you. You didn't really need anything, but it is seriously an issue for people who, you know, have bad skin or have some kind of rash or have some kind of issue. You know, there's a lot of medical conditions, skin conditions that people hide from us that you wouldn't even know that somebody
Is
has.
My skin
pretty
beautiful?
I can name off multiple things. From the get, I don't know what's underneath there, but from what I see, you look pretty
good.
You
don't get it right off the bat.
Yeah, I can't give you a complete A.
I
mean,
I get
maybe from what I see.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, there's an example. There's a guy on my channel who has scrotal cysts.
Whoa.
He's got hundreds of bumps on his scrotum, and they, like, squeeze out like toothpaste, these little cysts. And he'd never told anyone. His parents don't know. He's never had a girlfriend. He's in his 20s, you know,
poor
this guy that, like, he didn't know what to do with them. And he was so nice to let us anonymously film it. And so now it actually helps other people, though. Other people are like, I didn't even know that existed. I didn't even know. And so I'm not alone.
Exactly.
You know, that kind of thing.
Because that's the thing is that, like, when people think that they're alone, they don't want to get help because they just don't. They think something's wrong with them.
It's depressing. It changes your personality, especially acne. Acne is very common, but it can change. If you have bad acne, I mean, it usually happens when we're teenagers and we're just trying to figure out who we are and, like, how we interact with other people, other humans in the world. And if you have bad acne to the point that you are afraid to even look at other people, you know, it could really change.
That's how it was for me, basically my whole life.
It changes you remember that.
Yeah.
You know, those are things that form your personality, really.
Oh, yeah.
So it's the largest organ on the human body, and we are literally told nothing about it. Why?
Well, because you didn't need it. But someday you might need it, you know, because we are all getting older, and that's usually when we start to seek out,
but
like, skincare.
I think that preventative...
Absolutely.
Would have loved to know more about the preventative. And I also, like, I have, like, bumps on the back of my arm, and I forget what it's called, but it wasn't too bad.
Yes,
so
we have something for you.
Ooh.
Actually, well, so that's what my skincare line, it's called SLMD Skincare. And it really is why part of really why this whole YouTube thing, why I started it really, to be able to help fund this sort, this line, because I really feel like, you know, a lot of doctors have these anti-aging lines and things like that, or they find like some rare route from like some random mountain out somewhere that they have to hike to get something that has some kind of special magical properties or something like that. You know, I just really wanted to create a line that would provide medical dermatology options for people who can't see a dermatologist or don't know how to, you know, they don't have the money, they don't have insurance, they are young, that they can't get to see a doctor, and there's so, the vast majority of people can't. Mm-hmm. So they go down the skincare aisle and they're like, well, what am I going to use? I have this weird rash and I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I don't know how to treat it. Or I have acne and I, you know, there's like thousands of different options out here. What do I pick? So part of it is my YouTube videos, I think, educate people. They teach people in a way, like tricking them because it's entertaining to them, but then they actually realize they know the difference between a cyst and a lipoma, like you know, or you know that anything like that. So then skincare line is sort of tying into that, because maybe if you understand what blackheads are, then you're gonna know why salicylic acid helps you for your blackheads and whiteheads, and I'm gonna explain why. Or what you have in your arms called keratosis pilaris, we actually have a keratosis pilaris kit, you know, where you actually have glycolic acid. We can even use salicylic acid, which helps to kind of soften the bumpiness and also help lighten the brown spots. Huh. So that's what we're creating, a line that, you know, so that you don't for those people that can't see dermatologists.
Right, right.
Yeah, that was me for a long time. I my whole family, we've had bad skin issues, like genetically. And I had to kind of teach myself and then try to teach my brothers how to do all this stuff, because my sister just was lucky and had good skin. So I hate her forever for that. But and you have good skin too, like really good skin.
Okay, but I want to talk about that.
No, but I know. But I am an expert at this.
Well, okay.
So,
well,
he's been through
guess
it.
Guess we don't see Dr. Sandra Lee here.
We don't. Because
we got an expert in the house.
Thank you. I'm taking over.
What did you used to do to help with your
skin?
So
I'll tell you, I tried everything. I did like every, you know. I had a doctor who was like so scared of giving me Accutane that I had to like suffer for 4 years of bullshit treatments until they finally gave me Accutane, and that's the only thing that worked for me.
Yeah, Accutane's wonderful. It really is the only thing. Well, you know, what we say is like all these other things do so much for acne, and then there's just a huge jump up what Accutane can do. But, you know, it's not for everybody. There are certainly like hoops you have to jump through to be on it.
Right.
But, you know,
my theory, and I know nothing, I'm not a doctor, but
You just said you're an expert.
Well, I am an expert, though. but my theory is that because I had all kinds of, you know, I couldn't even look at myself in the mirror. I would avoid the rear view mirror in the car. I would I wouldn't go into like a drugstore if we were going into a drugstore where they have halogen lighting. I even halogen lighting to this day affected your life.
You think about those things, and I bet you, when you have kids, the moment one of them has a pimple, you'll be there.
Over it.
Yeah,
I'll be mainlining Accutane into their freaking bottle milk. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because that's truly the only thing that worked for me, and I had to do it 4 times, like because I just had excess oil production like crazy.
You just had a lot of hormones.
Yeah,
a lot of testosterone. Time.
Still do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So that's what I think happened to me. So because I had acne when I was a teenager, and I like tried Proactiv and did things like that, but then I got on birth control when I was 16. And I stayed on birth control until last year. So like 15 years of birth control. And when I was on birth control, my skin cleared up like crazy. Mm-hmm. Like I had like perfect skin. Now I know, because now that I'm off it, I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
But yeah, so I didn't realize. I thought it was just like, oh, I had acne when I was a teenager and now I'm an adult and I don't have to deal with it again.
Women can get acne throughout their life. Men tend to sort of like mainly have it during puberty, but women have it throughout our lives because it's cyclical. Because it's our hormones. Our hormones surge different certain times of the month.
Yeah, and I was getting so pissed throughout this entire year because I've never like in my adult life dealt with cystic acne, where you can't pop it. So I was like going at them with an extruder and like trying.
Be careful.
Because before it would just be like I'd get a pimple, I pop it, and then I put like a little like tea tree oil or something like that. That in the morning it's gone, and now it just is there.
Yeah, that happens. That happens. But just remember though, one of the good things, I always try to stay positive. You know, the fact that you're getting acne means that you have hormones, which is good. You know, you're not in menopause.
Yay.
Yeah, that
and,
is good.
And that you have oil on your skin, so that's like your own built-in moisturization, so it keeps you younger.
Oh,
but that's the funny thing.
Yes.
My dermatologist used to tell me that I needed to moisturize, and I was like, homie, my skin is moist at 45 minutes out of the shower, brother. Yes. I don't need to moisturize. It was ruining my skin.
Yeah, I have really dry skin, and one of my friends who's a dermatologist had really oily skin, so I remember one time commenting that I was really dry, my skin was really dry, and she just reached on her forehead, just pushed her hand across, she said, here, take some of this, like her oil from her face.
I used to be able to do that no sweat, 45 minutes out.
Well,
I'll tell you,
lots
the best
of sweat,
thing,
actually.
What's that?
Lots of sweat, actually.
What does that mean?
You said no sweat. I used to be able to do that, no
oh
sweat.
Oh, my God,
but,
I hate
but
that.
But literally, there was lots of sweat
that
involved.
That was terrible. No,
you're terrible.
So, you're terrible. But basically, I remember just getting into actually having skin problems and not having skin problems.
Why are you talking to the microphone?
30 years.
Like, be a professional. So
no, I am talking to the microphone. What I'm
you're
saying,
talking to me.
Well, yeah, I am. Because how dare you say you have bad skin now? It's like just an affront to my
skin
now. Everything,
like, sensitive
all
about
that is
this,
decent.
I
can
tell.
We're touching upon something.
This expert, man. Like,
oh,
he's
no.
just...
I could start crying like within 3 seconds talking about this stuff.
Oh, my God.
Stuff.
Oh, it is. Yeah. No, it's true. I see that. We see that
but
all the time.
But that's why I get so outraged when
what
I hear people
pussy.
Talk about... Well, true.
What a giant pussy.
That's true. But when I hear people talk about how Accutane creates suicides and shit, I'm like, dude, you don't even know. These kids are going through... Though, like, they can't even talk to their friends. Like, they can't even look at themselves in
the
mirror.
And it's not because of the Accutane, it's because of the acne.
That's what I say, but I know I'm not a doctor or whatever.
That's your theory.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Well, this is what I know, and this might not be exactly true, but this is what I remember, at least. There was a congressman or senator or something, and his son committed suicide. I think he had a plane. He was like 16 or something,
oh
and he
gosh.
Flew his plane into a building, and they blamed Accutane for it because he was depressed. But there's no real proof of that. And, you know, depression is the highest in that age group anyway, despite that. I will say, though, that there is an extremely rare group of people that may notice a change, like in their feel, like, you know, maybe they're feeling more depressed. And I don't know. We definitely tell people to tell us that. So maybe they're thinking that. I can't tell you if it's exactly correlated with Accutane, but that certainly stops us from, you know, continuing a treatment with somebody.
Like, almost if you have depression already, it might amplify it.
If you have depression already, we do require you to get like a note from your, you know, from your doctor that it's
like
okay
please don't sue me
to proceed. But I would have to say 99.9% of the time it brings people out of depression because their face gets their skin gets better.
That's what happened for me.
How early do you think people should start to get into a skincare regimen?
It all depends on your skin, really. Mm. I mean, certainly sunscreen is really important for everybody, and a lot of us don't think about that when we're young, especially because we look better when we're a little tanner, you know.
Yeah.
You feel better too.
Or if you're naturally brown. Like I was really dark as a kid.
Your
and
protection,
so
yeah.
I never burned and I didn't really think
about
it.
So you don't think about it, yeah. But that's important. And, you know, I think that if you have any issues, mainly like when you get acne and things like acne is most commonly the first skin issue that people like encounter. And so that's when you should consider, you know, using something. And usually you would want to start off probably with an over-the-counter sort of thing, you know, like we have SLMD skincare, you know, like any other acne medication, though. Like these are products that, you know, you can use to see if you can help with your acne. And usually those can help with mild to some moderate acne. But if you're going to have more severe, like more cystic acne that you need Accutane for, that's just a whole nother level. And you should see a board certified dermatologist for that.
Yeah.
What would you say is the like biggest skin issue that like people tend to ignore and then they see you when it's like gotten to a point where they should have come in sooner?
I think there's just two groups of people. There are the people, the moment they have a, like any kind of like spot on them, they're in your office, and it could be absolutely nothing. You know,
a lot of
and then
people, I bet.
That's me.
Yeah. And then there's the other group where you know they're in denial, you know, like so that sometimes, you know, we've had skin cancers that will take over your whole nose, so you lose your nose, you know, or so you just get both ends, and so that's just, you know, that's just the way it is. That's just human nature.
Have you ever had to do one of those emergency celebrity red carpet things where it's like, I'm Cameron Diaz and I'm about to go on the red carpet?
Yes. Ayesha Curry, she's a popaholic. You know, nice. Steph Curry's a wife, and she had a pimple emergency, so we took care of that. That was cool.
That's like, I had to fly in and all that?
I didn't fly in. I drove in.
You drove in?
Yeah.
That's
fine. I'm sure most celebrities like pretty much live in Los Angeles.
And I'm sure they can find some if they have somewhere else, a dermatologist is going to help them.
Right, but you got to get the expert.
Yeah, that's like celebrity pimple popper with celebrity.
Yes. Person. I should be there like on the red carpet the day before, just like with my syringes, just telling I'll shoot anybody else up. Anybody needs it, a pimple.
Ooh, that could be like a cool package that people could get, like the celebrity package, like the night before the red carpet
just
package.
Just call me up. I'll be there. Yeah. That's dope. Be next door.
That's awesome. So, speaking of that sort of thing, what about these trends that I've seen? How many of them are legit things that you should be doing, and how many of them are just kind of trends? Like this vampire facial I've been seeing everywhere. What do you think about this?
What is that?
Do you want to explain what that is?
It's when you draw your own blood and you spin it down, so you isolate like the growth factor in it, like the it's called plasma rich protein, PRP, and then you take that and you smear it back on your face, and you put use the MicroPen, which is like an instrument that has like 40 needles that poke at you sequentially, and you poke it back into your skin.
People doing this shit?
Yes.
Wait. When you say that people are doing, like, people aren't spending home.
No, not at home. You have to go into.
Oh, you, but it's like a trending.
But it's like a thing. Like everyone is getting this done. They are going in. You put needles all over your face. You take your blood out. You put your blood onto your face, and then
that's why it's called the vampire facial.
Yeah,
and you don't like it.
I mean, it's fine. It's something that you can do. It's more a lot of these things are trendy. Yeah. You know, do I think they're going to do something? You know, you're going to come out 20 years younger? No, most likely not.
What's going to make you look 20 years younger? Do you get the laser one?
A facelift, probably.
Oh, facelift, true.
Yes.
Sometimes it gets pretty nuts, though.
How about, I've seen acupuncture for facial.
You know, I've always wanted to kind of include that in like my, you know, just because it'd be kind of cool. But I don't know much about acupuncture, even though I am Chinese. I don't really know much about it. But I'm sure that would be something. You know, it's Eastern medicine, right?
Yeah.
Eastern medicine. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, that'd be interesting to incorporate. But I can't really comment on it. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because not medical.
Yeah. It's not what we learn in medical school in the United States. We don't learn about other.
Yeah, that makes sense. You would have to go to a specialty practice for Eastern.
It's not homeopathic. Microdermabrasion.
What do you think of that?
I'm listing things.
What? I can list things too.
Okay, fine.
Microdermabrasion is, it's like.
Do you know what that
whatever.
Is?
Yeah, I do, of course. And
what
I know what a chemical peel is too, pal.
Okay, what is it?
Microdermabrasion is when they actually shoot fine particles of sand at you and then suck it back up instantly.
That's exactly right.
So,
that's what Steve would have said.
I could have said it a little better.
But that's
that's
different than dermabrasion. Dermabrasion is actually where we use a Dremel tool, like a sandpaper tool, and we just essentially like sand your face down. So we usually have to wear like full gear because it splatters everywhere. Yeah.
Wow.
That's for like deep acne scars and wrinkles and stuff. That's the recovery.
What about like a derma roller? That's been trending. That was trending last year.
That's like the MicroPen, but more like your own, like, you know, you don't set the
depth.
That
you can do at home.
Yes.
It's a roller.
Could be dangerous for him.
Needles.
Knowing him already.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, you don't want to do it with that.
I have one, but I'm too scared. I like bought it because everyone was doing it.
Slow with it. You don't push too hard, I would say.
Okay.
Do you have one?
I do, yeah.
It's just like a bunch of needles, like all rolling pin, but a bunch of needles sticking out of it.
Whoa.
Jess Lozama is the person that taught me everything that I do in my skincare regimen, and she was doing it, and she did the vampire thing, and she's like a crazy skincare, like,
there are people like that. Yes.
And she
lines up at the dermatologist like it's the new iPhone, dude, for the new trending thing.
And she looks, I mean, God, she's, you know, in her later 30s, and she looks 25, like,
you know,
very young.
People do that. There's definitely, you know, but you know, that's just different people. Different people like different things, you know. And there's like, I mean, she is certainly. I'm not saying she's in this category at all, but there's also a bunch of people, you know, in dermatology that have BDD, body dysmorphic disorder, where they just like are consumed by their skin,
and they see and things they think that aren't there.
That their skin looked, is there something wrong with it? And you can't really do much to convince them otherwise.
Well, with that note, we're gonna come back in a sec. We gotta do a sponsor break. But when we come back, I'm gonna ask you what a dermatologist does for your skin regimen.
Spoilers.
What's your regimen when we return on Shit They Don't Tell You podcast?
Hey, are you listening to Shit They Don't Tell You? Because if not, how are you listening to this ad about Shit They Don't Tell
You? Because they can't turn it off. They don't know how to turn it off.
Well, that's pretty convenient for
us.
They're
throwing their phone on the ground right now.
Once you can figure it out, could you please rate us and subscribe and like tell us that we're beautiful?
Listen,
we want it.
We need the validation. But mostly we need the ratings because, I mean, that's basically how the world is
that's
run.
That's how we continue to make more and more and more of this content, this glorious content that you love so much.
If you like the show, support the show. And if you don't like the show, support the show.
And it's for free. The stars are for free.
Yeah, you give them away for free. It's not like if you give 5 stars, you pay more money. No. That would have been brilliant. But CastBox is not
money,
that smart. So
that's a different platform. Anyway, I hope you're listening to this on CastBox. And if not, you should get CastBox because it's great.
They should have charged for every single star. That would have made so much money. And it just made a killing.
And we're back.
Hi, welcome back. Shit They Don't Kill You podcast.
Wait, before she goes into her skincare regimen, I would like to know what she thinks about mine really quick. Can I do that?
Sure.
Can you judge me? Can you grade my skincare regimen?
Did you give me your skincare regimen? You just said you go to... Okay, you're about to give it to
me? I'm about to give it to you. Okay, because I'm kind of scared now. But
don't be scared. I won't... I'm never... That's part of it, too, is I never really... I will tell you, I'm not going to judge people and, like, you know, make them feel bad about... what they do because that's life. Because
you're on
what
TLC,
we do.
Not E. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
If you're on E, you'd be like, this girl is freaking crazy. Yeah.
You might say
her
that
skincare routine is insane.
Yes. You might say I'm doing too much or too little.
Okay.
And so I just want to know what has been good or bad.
Now I know why I'm really here. This is what we want.
Oh, yeah, right? It's like a consultation.
Free consultation.
We don't want to pay for my dermatologist. Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Let's interview somebody.
Okay. That's the plan.
Well, so when I first started doing skincare, I was doing one thing, and apparently that wasn't enough. And then I had to learn over time, and now I'm like, oh, my God, I feel like I have to do everything. Maybe I'm doing too much now. So I go... cleanser. It's like a gentle milk cleanser thing.
Okay.
And it takes off all the makeup and everything. And then I switch off between Clarisonic and an exfoliator. So one night it'll be exfoliator, one night it'll be Clarisonic. And then a toner. And then hyaluronic acid serum. And then
you're very like South Korean, like doing every like 7-step regimen. That's what they do. You're like very about that, huh? Like South Korea's got like
I've heard about it.
Yes,
I have never heard of it.
Hyaluronic acid serum. What
She's
right. Yeah, hyaluronic acid. She said it right. Yeah.
What is that?
We have a hyaluronic acid serum now.
I thought you were the expert.
Pass it to you. Yes.
Well, I don't know that one.
Well, hyaluronic acid serum is like it's actually what's in Juvederm or Restylane. It's in the fillers that we use to plump up people's lips and things like that.
It's what's in two other things that I don't know what they are.
Yeah, the things that we use to make people's lips plumper.
Okay.
Or and so because it actually is a normal constituent in our skin and it draws in water. So it's really a good moisturizer.
So youthful people have it.
It pulls in water and makes your skin more, you know, supple and radiant, you know, and
very cool.
Moisturized.
Maybe you should learn about it.
Yeah, it sounds great. I didn't know nobody pitched me on it.
Maybe your skin would be more supple.
Maybe
yeah,
you'd look,
would.
Yeah, she has beautiful skin.
Thank you.
But she
very
also
good
has,
skin too.
But she also has Asian skin. You guys have the luckiest skin.
We do. We don't raisin.
That's true. Yeah. Asian don't raisin.
Exactly. Because if that's it rhymes, right. It's true.
It's true.
No, but
white is all right.
Always right.
All right.
Yeah, and that's true too.
Oh, see? Wow. Okay.
Everyone, that's a real popular one.
Yeah, well, that's the guy
white,
I married.
You might as well be seen at night.
That's true. No, white, you can still be seen at night is also another
I like
one.
Her.
Yeah. Yeah,
you hang out with us and be our friend.
Yeah, we'll do double dates with us and your husband. And he'll...
Yeah, my husband, but he's, yeah, I don't know what he's got to work.
We can all talk shop and bore him out about our skincare regimens.
So that I do an eye cream, an under eye cream, and then the moisturizer.
You do a lot of stuff. You do a lot of stuff.
Okay, and I just added this year a neck cream because neck wrinkles,
See,
I didn't
and you
know.
Have your friends influencing you
That's
in a
true.
Crazy way.
My friends are all influencers.
What the hell is a neck cream? That's a real thing?
Yeah, well, I just noticed these necklines, and I don't know how to get rid of
them. You can't get rid of them. That's a neckline.
Well, I want to believe I can, so I buy marketing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine what you're doing if you want, you know. If you were, like, if you were, you know, scraping away and you were choosing this over eating, like, I would say, yeah, stop doing these things. You know what I mean? But if you can spend it and it makes you feel good and you look beautiful, you're doing it right. You know, just keep doing it. But it's really probably not necessary to have all these different all things. A toner is really necessary more so if you're oily. Like, if you're dry, a toner is just going to dry you out more. And that's probably why you do that. And then the hyaluronic acid, because it's like you're making yourself drier and then you're moisturizing yourself. So it just depends. Like, I don't use a toner. I'm very dry. So I use just more like hyaluronic acid. I do think that one thing that would be good for you to use is a retinol, which is like a Retin A, which is a prescription. But retinol is a little bit of a weaker version, but it's anti-aging. That's like the number one anti-aging topical.
Some of that's in the neck
yes,
thing.
Yes. So you can use that on your face too.
Really?
Really, like, eye creams or neck creams are all just a marketing thing.
Yeah.
Because you could use it anywhere. You could use it on your booty if you wanted to. And it's not like it's going to, you know, cause a problem.
It makes your booty look 20 years old.
There is most likely booty cream as well.
Cream, or is it just
no? There is
cream.
Booty cream.
Oh, Asper cream. I see.
I did a brand deal for booty cream for a different channel one year, like 4 years ago.
Well, I made a mistake of Googling ass cream once, and
there's different kinds of ass cream on your list. Yeah, I could imagine.
Yeah, don't do that.
Well, you could do that if you have an ailment. You know, sometimes you need a suppository up your butt to heal some wounds there. I don't know.
No, but I'm talking about just typing in the two words ass and then cream into a Google search and then hitting enter.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. How did we start talking about suppositories?
I don't know.
Tell me about
it. He did it. I blame him.
So what is your skincare regimen?
I don't really do very much. Yes, I do. Yeah, I mean, my skin line, I don't have acne, but I will use retinol product, which is in that acne skin line, skincare line. So you can kind of steal that out of there and just use like the other things if you get like an acne breakout or something.
That's so cool.
But you can use retinol, and certainly you should try to use that on a daily basis.
Do you recommend your skincare line for just like any type of skin, or is it for certain?
I mean, I think there's different things it's a medical. So, like, you know, we have a product for keratosis pilaris. We have a product for acne. You know, we definitely are going to create, we have a product for body acne, which is really good because these glycolic acid or salicylic acids, they kind of exfoliate your skin and get rid of that dry, dull skin layer too. And so help to lighten brown spots. And so they make your skin more radiant, more smooth, you know?
Yeah.
So those are all good things to use. It's just, you know, you don't want to be stuck in the bathroom all day, you know, like you can't even get out of the house using all these different things. So you got to kind of pick and choose, you know, but you're doing really well. And I would have to say the most important thing is sunscreen. Like, that should be the most important thing. And I know. And the thing is, because you don't think about it, because we're all immortal. We think we're going to, you know, we don't think about this until, wait, you don't know how many women in their 60s and 50s are like, you know, I tell my granddaughter to use it all the time and they don't listen to me.
Do you think?
And they regret it.
So I have SPF in my BB cream. That's why I'm like, oh, I'm good. But maybe it's not.
You know,
all
the thing
way
is
good.
That actually, the FDA is only allowed to regulate like actual sunscreen products. So the sunscreen product, if something is a sunscreen, it has to be broad spectrum, meaning it covers all the sun's rays. And actually, cosmetic products get to go around this rule. So they can say, and I'm not saying they don't have good sunscreens in it, but they can say they have sunscreen, but they might only have sunscreen that covers this part of the spectrum that we have to block against. But they can still, because they don't have to abide by the same rules. So just so you know that, like, I would say, I tell everybody, sure, double up, triple up. If you have it in your makeup, your foundation, that's wonderful, but have a sunscreen too. And actually, I really like sunscreen powders because they're like, you can powder your face multiple times because we wear makeup, you know, and you don't want to like put sunscreen on again over your makeup.
I've never even heard of that.
Yes, they're
sunscreen
great powders.
So
and they're tinted too. So there can be like a foundation that you're putting on. Yeah. But we also, SLMD has a really good moisturizer with sunscreen in it that you can put on underneath.
Well, hell yeah.
Underneath your makeup. But
sold.
I would do that first under your makeup. But the thing is, I think a lot of people don't realize is when you drive home at the end of the day, you don't have sunscreen on anymore.
Yeah.
So, you know, people go, oh, I wear sunscreen all the time. But they're driving home and they're in the light, you know, or they're going to a soccer game or, you know, with kids and they're out in the sun. They don't have sunscreen.
Because it only lasts for however many hours.
You rub it off too. You you eat, you know, you put your hands up on your face. And
is that the most common thing that you think people should do is sunscreen?
Yeah, that's probably the most, anti-aging and for anti-skin cancer, that's probably the best thing. If you had to choose one thing, that's what I would recommend.
Wow.
Does the food we eat matter so much?
Not so much, actually. Oh. I like to tell people that pizza only causes acne if you rub it all over your face. You know, because you don't notice that you eat fried chicken and all of a sudden your skin's like, it's like exactly. Really super greasy or oily. But I do think that like products like milk that have hormones in them or food that has hormones can cause more breakouts. I mean, we're seeing all these young kids who are now going through puberty like when they're 11 and 10 because they're drinking all this milk. And they're saying, you know, that you know, they're getting acne earlier, or they're just going through puberty sooner. And I think it has a lot to do with the hormones in our food.
Yeah. Mm. I think cutting out dairy in general has been amazing.
It helps, yeah. It can help for some people.
Yeah. Well, how about like biotin and stuff?
Biotin is good to use, but biotin's good for the strength of your hair and your nails.
Yeah.
But actually, technically, it's like... your nails and your hair are only weak and break if you have a lack of biotin in your diet. And most of us that are normal, we eat like a regular food, we have enough biotin.
Yeah, you eat Taco Bell, Brew Supremes, you're getting biotin anyway.
You're getting biotin.
Oh, okay. You know it's in there.
Yes, super biotin. Spicy biotin in there, yeah.
What's your least favorite issue to deal with?
Toenail fungus.
Mm.
Ooh.
Butt issues.
Butt stuff?
Yeah. I don't like toenail. I don't like, I just don't like that stuff.
Yeah.
But you know, it's each to their own, you know?
Sure.
When somebody comes in there, like, I got a toe fungus, are you like, oh.
Yeah. Yes, yes. I ban those now. My husband likes to take off nails, like toenails.
Really?
Toenails. I do not like doing it. It's like barbaric. You just like yank that thing off with like a plier.
Oh, I've had that happen.
So but Steve gets ingrown.
Yeah,
toenails.
Ingrown toenails.
Oh yeah, that's when you go see my husband. He'll take care of you.
That's awesome.
One of my favorite things that my husband likes to do. He loves to tell people that they have a third nipple. He like because he'll do amazing. Exams and they don't know. You know, they have a little mole, and he's like, you know what that is over there? You know, and he's like, they're like, I don't know, a mole. He's like, you got a third nipple. He like loves.
And they're
doing
devastated.
That.
They're devastated.
He just gets a kick
Nobody
out
wants
of
to find
it.
Out they're a mutant
funny.
Person.
It is
a
funny.
Third nipple.
Yeah.
Damn.
And then he has to tell them.
He just likes
but that's
them
so funny.
That's his go-to move.
That's
yeah.
a Patch Adams
it's
show.
Him
I love
troll.
It.
That's you as a dermatologist just trolling people.
I agree.
Oh, he's kind of funny, mean in a way that, like, you know, if we are friends, because we get a lot of consults from people that are, you know, they send you pictures. What is this?
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know?
Sure.
And he'll always say, well, you know, it could be this or it could be herpes. You know, he's always throwing the herpes in. Just
they're
to
like,
scare
no, I already
and
have herpes.
Like,
it doesn't look like that.
Yeah. They're like, no, herpes looks like this. This one's on my other thing.
That's on my other. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, what about ingrown hairs? Because that's a skin issue that I feel like is fairly common, but I don't see a lot of products for it.
Well,
really,
I don't think,
work.
Well, because I think it all has to do with why, if you understand why you're getting ingrown hairs, you're going to understand how to prevent it. So ingrown hairs happen mainly in areas of our body where we have more curly hair. Like usually in that private area or men too,
always
like around
in my
the beard,
freaking chin
you know, that
area.
Kind of thing. And so what happens is that if you pluck the hair, like if you wax it or you sugar or you pull it out at the root, then the hair is under the surface of the skin and they're curly. So they start, when they grow up, they start to curl under and that's how you get an ingrown hair.
So don't pluck them.
Yeah, the best thing to do is actually to, you know, there's even shavers that are called bump fighters and things like that. They don't shave you quite as short. Mm. So you actually, if you really have a bad problem with it, the best thing to do is to have a 5 o'clock shadow or to have a hair. You don't want to have the hair underneath the skin because it'll grow out, it's more likely to grow out and kind of grow under. And that's when it gets inflamed or infected and you get like a pimple or folliculitis.
So the best thing to do is let it ride.
When you get that, you got to like take a little toothpick or pin and pull it out, you know, so it's not curled under.
Oh, but don't pull it out all the way.
Don't pull it out all the way because then it starts all over again.
Just bring it back to the surface and then
just
move
get
on.
It directed the right way. Yes.
Got it. That's one of my biggest things lately because since I, it's so funny, man. As soon as
you
I,
could videotape those and put them on YouTube and you could get some viewers. People
really?
Love seeing
people love
pulling out ingrown hairs or unleashing them. Just take a video of
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I mean,
I think I am definitely one of the, that. I'm that audience.
You're that crowd.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't like the gushy ones. Like I was telling her, yeah. I don't like the fatty ones. But I used to, like,
but if you see that in a microscope, like, blackheads. Pulling out, like, a, yeah, yeah. It's cool, right?
And I like when they take the tweezers and it's, like, really close up. And they add sound effects and it's, like...
Oh, that's fun.
Like, they take the little pestle.
Yeah, I've seen some pretty crazy ingrown hair ones where, like, people had, like, yes. ingrown hairs that are, like, so as thick as a quarter.
Mm-hmm. It's, like, I just had one on some guy's head here. He had this... flamed like huge thing and it was like a big boil almost, and he didn't know what was going on, and I numbed it and there was like a clump of hair in there because he God. Had a hair that grew under and it just kept growing. It was curly and it kept growing God. Underneath it.
He grew a whole new head of hair under
yeah,
his
long hair
he like was
trapped,
adding weight to himself
trapped under
with
the skin
that
that's insane.
Jesus. And you pulled it out and like it just all came out.
Yeah, like a cluster. It was curly, so like a little cluster of hair.
Ooh,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah.
Would you say that things like stretch marks and cellulite and varicose veins are more genetic, or do you think they're preventable?
I don't. They're somewhat preventable. Like, okay, talking about stretch marks, for example, yeah. stretch marks can be somewhat preventable. I think it has a lot to do with how quickly your skin may grow. Mm. You know, like if you change, I think men can get it when they're like in puberty and they're working out a lot, or if they're taking like a testosterone, that can also affect your, you know, cause you to have stretch marks. Women can get it when they get pregnant because they're growing quickly, you know. And so that has part to do with it. And there's part genetics, but, you know, some people get it and some people don't. Cellulite is actually interesting because it has to do with like our skin, the surface of our skin and the lower part of our skin. We have like these fibrous bands mm-hmm. that connect it. And in women, they're oriented more up and down. And in men, they're oriented more this way. So when they're up and down, they create these little houses for like the fat to pooch out. You know, like it creates these little cells almost.
Again, lucky us.
And men, yeah. And men, they have it all like kind of a little bit, so they less likely get that. Varicose gotcha. Veins are also more of a female thing too, hormone driven. You know, women get it a lot because of, especially when we're pregnant, because yeah. it puts pressure on our veins. Like, so our veins are bring back blood to our heart with valves, okay? When we have our arteries, it pumps out the blood with muscles. So the muscles push the arteries out to our blood to give oxygenated blood to our fingers and our toes, our legs. And then the veins are responsible for bringing the blood back. But what happens is as we live longer and we stand for long durations, we cross our legs like I am right now, these valves don't get as good. They get a little loosey-goosey, you know, like they might not be as good at keeping the blood from going back down, so it starts to stay down lower on our legs, and that's where you get this varicose veins. It's sort of like a dam where you kind of block it upstream and then all these little inlets kind of form because it's getting blocked.
Yeah.
I miss the science of 200 years ago where they're like, well, it's because you tell lies. And for every varicose little blotchy spot you have, it's
really?
For every
That's
lie
what
you've
say?
Told. Well, shit like that. You know, they just came up with something.
They came up with some fable because they didn't have technology
right.
to
so,
find out
always
the real answer.
Fable. Or something.
Yeah.
I
love that.
I always love that.
That's
stuff.
Awesome. That's why nobody talks about
I try to tell
it.
My patients it's more like it's a sign of genius anytime they have something. Well, that's because that's a sign of genius.
Oh, that's good.
I think we should make all of these things that all the females have because we can't help it because it's hormones and all this, that should be considered like beauty marks and like really
they
good
are.
Looking.
I don't call them age spots. I call them wisdom spots because
yes.
we get more the wiser
that's
that
branding.
We get. Yeah,
he calls
but
them angel kisses.
Oh, that's really actually
kiss
sweet.
Kiss
target. Kiss target. Yeah, that's
yeah,
what
that would be weird if I said that to my kiss patients.
Yeah.
Those are all kiss
They're
targets.
Kiss targets, and then you start like
yes.
smiling at them.
That'd
yeah.
be weird.
And that's they have true. Them in places that are
yes,
weird to kiss.
That's true. Mickey's got some interesting looking kiss targets. I will say.
Well, yeah, I have this. It's like three. It's like mm-hmm. three spots almost.
Oh yeah,
little
that freckles,
too. Little beauty marks.
There's a lot of Filipinos that have. It's exactly like that.
Yeah.
Like my grandma.
Your
has
old man
it,
has
and,
that.
And like Filipino Barbie has it too.
Does she?
So, yeah. So
that's amazing.
Does she
know?
Really? That's funny. That's
yeah.
Weird.
So there you go. And I'm a Filipino princess. I keep getting this ad on Facebook for the cellulite. You were talking about the fibroids thing.
Oh,
that
little fibro
like,
buster thing?
Yeah, that comb thing. It's like, it looks like it hurts really
that's
bad.
Bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. I would
yes.
say yes.
Take it
yes.
out.
Yes.
What's wrong
it's
with it?
It's hard to, I mean, I don't know how you're going to break those fibrous bands by just rubbing yourself really hard on, it's connected. I mean, you can't. I mean, there are devices that you can go in underneath and try to break up those bands, you know?
Hmm.
But they're only you know so good, and you know you can be thin and still have cellulite.
Yeah,
you know,
it's all about your bands.
It's all about the bands.
So you can't those things are total bullshit. You can't roll it out.
I don't think you can roll it out now.
Mm-mm. How often do you think that facials are necessary? As I did not know, I didn't know that all my friends got them. Like, I didn't even understand that that was a thing.
My best friend loves facials. She does them all the time. She tries to get me to do them all the time. I have estheticians that do facials at my office. I don't really do them. I just don't feel like... I just don't like doing stuff like that. Like, it's torture for me to get my nails done. It's torture for me to get my hair. I hate, like, sitting, like, somewhere.
So it's more the pamper aspect
of
it.
Yeah, I think it's really more the pamper. There's not something super significant. I mean, if you're going to have somebody that's going to do more, like, higher potency chemical peels and things like that are going to have a little bit of a downtime, I think that can do something. And I think these things can do something, especially if you do a series of them. But is it going to do the same thing as something else that has some major downtime? Probably not.
Yeah.
But it's a nice thing to do. You know, I'm not discounting it.
No,
I think
that's kind of what my question was.
It's part of it is pampering and feeling good. And your skin looks better. It's clean. Somebody's like professionally clean it. Like, does it look as good when you wash your car yourself with the hose? Or when you go to like the person that does it by hand, you know?
Yeah. I like the massage aspect of it. I've only gotten a few facials, but I remember I think if you just give me a massage, my skin looks better because I'm happier.
Yeah, it's relaxing.
Yeah, it is. It's part of it's just a comfort sort of thing, or just like, like you're saying.
But it's not like a skincare solution thing.
It's not like a necessity.
Yeah.
No.
Because your skin's probably just as dirty in 6 hours, right?
Probably. I mean, I think it can make it like really nice and clean, and they can put, you know, like they can do different things like a hydrofacial or whatnot. There's different kind of treatments you can
have. Hydrofacial? They just blast your face with water?
Kind of, yeah. And suck it up again. Instead of sand, now they use water, essentially.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. And how is that kind of the same as like all of these face masks at home? That it's more about the pampering than about the...
Yeah. I mean, you're putting something on your skin that maybe there's some medications in there too, you know, that can help lighten brown spots, or they can help to really moisturize you, or, you know, anti-acne, you know. So I think that they're all nice to do. But remember, this is like a multi-billion dollar industry.
True.
I mean, we're all looking for the answers, you know. Right. So we're all going to... Do I think that there's one single thing? Look, I think that the reason that we look... The way we look has so much to do with genetics.
Yeah.
So much to do with genetics and probably your use of sunscreen.
Okay, if there's one thing you get from this podcast, please wear sunscreen.
Yeah. What about chlorine? Because I used to swear
that
when I was a kid.
That dries you out, makes you really dry.
Yeah, so
that
used to help
your acne. Yeah.
And
then you went in the sun, and the sun helps your acne a little bit too because it's an immunosuppressant a little bit.
I felt that way about the ocean water.
No, I hated the ocean water because the salty thing would sting my face.
Yeah. The salt water, I felt like the salt just made it like
a little,
this
like
nice
almost
texture.
Like a dermabrasion
or something.
Really
nice skin, that's why.
I don't know. Maybe we just have different types of
skin.
There's no idea what it's like to suffer.
He's a hater.
No
clue. Do you want my skin? Are you going to cut it off?
Yeah, I would love your skin. I would actually love it. And
you
your skin
never
too,
get
doctor.
Her color.
I would love your skin.
You would just like, you'd become a lobster before you got that one. You couldn't do that.
Wait, what do you mean?
You could not be that color. You can't
get
that.
I can pull it off. You don't think I could pull it off?
I mean, I think you
spent
days
in
the sun.
Tommy Bahama,
I don't
obviously.
Think you could get that color.
No.
I would have to not, you know, dress like a dad so much if I had that color, I think.
Well, you wouldn't be able to get it even if
you
wanted
couldn't.
It.
You couldn't
you
get
can't.
It. You'll turn red and you'll get
you're
skin cancer. You just wouldn't. You have too much red in you.
I'm going to start tanning like crazy.
That's why I want to do it. Yeah, I want him to. I want to see him try.
Just go do the tint tan. Do the like the gradual tints, you know, that color. See how that works. Yeah,
I will.
Yeah, you could do that. That would be funny.
I'll look like a 50-year-old Hollywood millionaire.
What you should do is do that, but like, you know, take a little Vaseline on his back and write out some words so that it doesn't tan in those areas.
The best is
put
when,
my initials, Nikki's bitch.
Yeah. The best is when these cats they get crazy tans and then they get their teeth done, like the whitening.
Oh, and, then
and it
like
looks
glow.
Nuts, bro.
Looks like an Oompa Loompa.
They look like a haunted house character.
A haunted house character.
It's pretty crazy.
It's good for Halloween.
Oh, it's great for Halloween. It's about the only time of the year.
Maybe that's what you should do for Halloween. It's kind of like sounds like kind of Oompa Loompa.
I like it actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, since you can, you seem confident in being able to get this skin color. Yes.
I could get it. I'm going to get
you
there.
You do it.
I'm going to.
I'm so excited for you.
You would be like, who, the dark one? Oh, you mean Steve. That's what they'll say.
I can't wait. Can't wait for all those comments.
All right.
Do you have a favorite thing that you like to do? Do you have a satisfying thing? I know that...
I like blackheads and the dilated, the big giant blackheads. Those are cool. But it's also, again, because I know people are going to love them.
Yeah.
You know? And... No, I think I like all the things that I do. I've done them enough now that I feel really comfortable doing them. Mm. I mean, just 4 years ago, I didn't do them. I did like 10 cests in a year, if I'm lucky, you know?
Like,
not a lucky. I wasn't even looking for it. You avoid them, you know? And now I do like 10 in a week easy. So I've gotten pretty good at predicting what's going to happen in general.
How do you convince a patient to be filmed doing that?
I mean, 99% of people say yes.
That's funny.
They actually come from far and want to be filmed.
Wow.
Sometimes they're upset if I decide not to film them because I don't think it's going to be something, you know, interesting. Sorry, I know. I'm judged.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, they're like, why didn't you film me? You know. But, you know, they want it to be done. They want it. They it's like cool now to. I mean, I feel like I need a T-shirt there that says like I was popped by Dr.
Oh,
Lee.
Yeah, you know, we should absolutely have merch. What are you doing?
Oh, we do. Okay, we've got Popaholics Unite. I've got Dr. Pibble Popper and Chill. You gotta check out our socks.
Tight.
We didn't make our socks, did we? Oh, okay.
Dang.
We have these socks that look like hands, so that when you wear them, you're like popping somebody's head, and they say Pimple Popper in the back.
That's you should have a shirt that says like she popped the shit out of me or something.
Well, yeah, you know what I mean? But that's you. That's like not melding both of our.
No, I think that would be that's a good branding.
That's not her brand.
Yeah, I can't be unprofessional like
that.
No,
she is a doctor. Do you not understand this?
It's a pun.
There's our socks.
Oh, that's so funny.
Wait, so, I see. Oh, like, that's funny.
Uh-huh.
It's like there's big squeeze.
Yes.
Wow, people are obsessed with this stuff. That's so funny.
Yeah.
That you can sell socks that are like make it look like you're popping a zit.
That's so clever,
when you kick
though.
Your feet together.
We have a comedone extractor. We got, you know, like I think like here, I think some of these have some music to them. Like this is like Why You So Obsessed With Me, we do, and... it's like an abscess. You know, those are the tough ones and stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh, boy. She's showing us a clip of somebody getting something. Oh, yeah.
I'm very familiar
with
her.
Like it looks like a butterfly being born.
But Steve, yes.
Is somebody going to cringe over there?
Good
ones. We put them to music, too. They're
okay,
fun. They're
the
fun.
Ones where you extract like something large and then there's a hole there, what do you usually do with the hole? Does anyone have to get stitched up or...
Well,
gauze or?
First I ask them if they want me to put anything in there, like it's like a human time capsule.
True.
They want to put something in there.
True.
But it depends.
Like
it just depends
picture.
On where the where in the body it is, because you might have to take out a little extra skin, and so that pulls together. You know, you have to kind of like close it deeply so you don't have empty space under there.
Huh.
But in general, it works out.
What do you do with the discharge thing?
We throw it away.
Keep it as a souvenir.
Well, I don't know. Some people are weird. Like she said, people drive from like Alabama and shit.
We have had people take their stuff home and bury it like under the rose bush and
stuff
like that. Huh. Feed it to fish and stuff like that.
Dude, I wanted to keep my wisdom teeth and they wouldn't let me.
That's the answer I was looking for.
But they'll let you keep your cysts.
I know people.
Yeah. So people will do that. Somebody I remember she had lipo and she wanted to keep all her fat. Because she was training like dogs that's cadaver dogs. And I was like, well, I was like, that's a little weird because they're probably just going to find you. Like, I don't
listen,
know.
Listen, I'm calling the police.
Yeah.
You're a very strange serial killer person.
You know, that's just what
that's
happens.
A very
that's
weird request.
Oh,
well,
lipo fat?
Yes.
What are you going to do? Your refrigerator or something? You put it in a freaking jar?
We do that too. There's you can refrigerate your fat and then inject it somewhere else.
Oh, can you light it on fire? Because that'd be cool.
What?
You know,
you could light fat on fire.
I don't
fire,
know.
So
is
weird.
It what? Does fat, what happens to fat when you light on, when you, like,
it just burns into oil.
Just pour, yeah, oil.
Yeah.
It doesn't explode.
That'd be sick.
No, it doesn't explode.
No.
Well,
that's like
she just suggested that it explodes.
Fat is just a solid form of oil. Like, it's like, it's usually liquid. Yeah.
Well, I know it's flammable, dog. So you can't keep that information from the people for long.
Okay, you go home and light your fat on fire.
I'm gonna.
And meanwhile, everybody listening, please go check out Dr. Pimple Popper, Dr. Sandra Lee. You've been amazing.
Thank you so much for
being on the show.
I feel like she's become an expert now.
I know.
What about me? You don't think I'm an expert at all?
You know.
Oh, man.
You're going to have to get a little color on you first.
Yeah, I get it. That's true.
You're a self-proclaimed expert, so that's you got that going for you.
Hey, you know what? I take the fact that she gave you such excellent skincare reviews. She was like, Nikki has perfect skin. And then she said that I have room for improvement. I take that as a challenge.
As a challenge.
And I am going to have you back one year from today.
Oh, yes?
And my face, you won't be able to find a speck of dirt on it. It will look like a clean room, like when scientists are making like technology.
Well, you know what you need to do is you need to go check out her skincare line. Yes. And get on those products.
I'm on it.
And go follow her on Instagram. Get yourself some education while you're at it. And then maybe you can come back here in a year and prove her.
There'll be a quiz.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
There will be a quiz.
I'm going to do it.
By the way, it's edutainment.
Yes.
It's medutainment.
Medutainment.
Yes. It's it's entertaining.
By the way, I was so proud. I have, you know, because we call up the people that follow this Popaholics.
Yeah.
And I Googled that and it's in the Urban Dictionary.
Oh, Popaholic. Because of you?
Yes.
That's awesome.
How crazy. Oh, yeah. Is that?
You made it.
I'm like,
you
can retire. I'm coming for you.
Are people who are, you know, they don't want to maybe want to watch as many skincare popping videos? Are they like in remission? Do they consider themselves in remission?
You're never in remission. Yeah. Once you're there, you're there.
You're
always a Papa Holly.
You're in, yes.
You can't get on a wagon. You're always off
the
wagon.
Got it.
It's actually, you go down a slippery hole, you're like, I used to just watch blackheads, and now I watch, like, you know, like, you go all of a sudden, you're like, where am I?
It's like,
you know?
It's like now I'm watching people do skateboarding accidents. Where am I? Where am I?
I watch them pull a human being out of this guy's forehead.
That's what I always feel like. Some of the times, it looks like a baby being born. Like, I have to feel like a full-on, like, soaked infant's going to come out with an umbilical cord and hit the ground. Like, that's how big some of these things are. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. You should see the lipoma ones.
What's the biggest one you ever extracted, real quick, just before we go?
I mean, I think the biggest ones we weighed are maybe, like, 5 pounds or so.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Someone lost big. 5 pounds by getting rid of a cyst or something?
Oh, that's amazing when they pop out whole, though. They're like you know, they're crazy.
Oh my god,
fucks you up, right?
Well, like, you don't want to drop it on the floor or anything like that. Like a bowling ball.
Intense.
It's like almost like this big. Gives you
my god.
That's, she's pointing
that's
to a
like
big
crazy. Where would that be in somebody?
That was on somebody's like upper back. Size. I think I have a picture.
Oh my god!
Someone had a basketball size thing.
Upper back thing.
Yeah.
And it just came right out and hit the ground.
No,
I didn't let it
hit the ground so that it wouldn't hit the ground. That would be what I would.
She's
be
a professional
to have happen.
No, she's a professional. Yeah, did not hit.
Oh,
the ground.
Oh, I see. You had like a bucket or something there. You could like a professional. I get it. I know this shit.
Yep. Let me see if I can find it for you.
I want to see it.
Here, this guy right there. See him?
Oh, my
God. Oh, wow. God. Looks
that
like he's pregnant on his neck.
Yeah.
And that was 5 pounds, so it was dense.
I don't know if that was 5 pounds.
Yeah, bro.
But yeah, it was big.
Wow.
But he's like, you should see him before and after. It's like amazing. Like, you know, now it's flat. Can you imagine what he had to wear shirts with, like, that were buttoned down, you know, or like the, what do you call it? Like a polo shirt?
Yeah.
Because it was like you couldn't wear around his neck. It stretched back.
What he
couldn't
wear doing? Like. Was he just like, I'll figure it out?
It was expensive. Like,
you know what I'm doing? I'm putting like a little bit of Dove soap on it every day.
But how would something like that happen? Like, what causes that?
It's just something grew out of control, and you know, grew out of control on him. Poor guy.
Wow.
And when you
he's
say
so much
growth,
happier now.
It was
a benign
was
growth, a lipoma.
Oh.
Yeah. So if you're interested in this kind of stuff, definitely check out her TV show, too, because you'll get all of the backstory. You can see the lives of these people, and, like, you know, everyone's a real person, and, you know, things like that happen, and you're not alone out there if this is happening to you.
I think it normalizes it. What's really cool about it is, you know, I think, like, reality shows these days, they are, like, all about people getting mad at each other and throwing things and going all crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. But this is like the opposite.
It's
actually.
Like
it's like grotesque, shocking things, and then you're making them normal.
Mm.
It's like going the opposite direction, you know?
I like that.
And it's kind of in a feel-good time where we have just craziness in the world. You're like, this is enough craziness.
Yeah,
it's from messy
like,
to Martha,
you know,
Stewart. It's like you're cleaning
we're going
up the
opposite.
Room.
Mm-hmm.
So we like to do this thing at the end called final thoughts, where we just like say our last final thought.
Okay.
You want to go first, Steve?
Yeah, I want to just say that if you have a skincare issue and honestly you're like, yo, I am so over it, go see a professional, man. It's the best thing I ever did. I'll tell you that. And if they tell you no Accutane, you start breaking shit, dude. You just start freaking moshing in there, dude, because you want that Accutane.
It's not for everybody.
But
it's not for everybody.
It's for,
but it
but
does
it
something nothing
everybody.
Else does.
Not
yes.
for everybody.
It's not for everybody?
But I would use, if I needed it, I would use it. I would give it to my kid if they needed it.
I would give it to an infant baby.
I would
an
say,
infant baby doesn't need it.
My final thought is, do not forget the sunscreen. I will never forget.
Good one.
Yes.
Good one.
Thank
she
you.
Learned, she learned
I
something.
Learned today.
She did. And I learned that everyone should take Accutane, even if you don't have a skin problem.
Okay.
Are you apparently, I'm just trying to sell
are you getting
Accutane.
Commission? Jeez.
Cute. Am I supposed to have
yes, your yeah. final thought?
Know when to pop and know when to stop.
Ooh, oh, that's I like good. That.
Is that your brand? Is that part of your tagline?
Well, that's what I say about pimples. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, sure.
Sometimes I don't know when to stop. I just keep going on my nose.
Yeah, that's the trouble. You got to like have a timer or something. You got to stop yourself.
It's so addicting. All right, thank you for listening, everybody. You. If you have a topic that you would like us to talk about, email us podcast@nikki.limo. Thank you so much, Sandra Lee. We loved thank having you. You here.
We did. And also, make sure that you rate our show because that helps a lot. Thank you.
And yes. I'm not giving you guys body exams later after this or anything.
No, come on.
Oh, man, that was part of the deal.
Hey, can we become friends now so that we can all hang out? And then every
you give
time
us
we hang.
Consultations.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but, and every time you hang, you and your husband leave, and you're like, I wonder if they really are friends or if they just are using us for consultations.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
We
what
have
happens.
A lot of alcohol. So.
We do.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know. I'm all
we'll
that.
Right.
Vodka.
Trade for trade.
Okay. Okay.